You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to the show. Oh my goodness, do we got a good one for you. Yes, we were it's been a hell of a decade here this last year, Ben. And I've got someone that's going to talk to us about it. Former congressman, big talking head guy, fellow recovering former Republican, now on the left just like me, your friend and mine, Joe Walsh, dude.
How Mark, you? Been too damn long.
Yes, dude. I know. We've exchanged texts and all that, and it's like, I got to get him on. Because, like, this sucks. I don't even know where to start, you know? I guess we'll start here.
Start here.
You had a live stream today, and I really want everyone, if you want to get a good handle on what's going on and listen to someone that makes sense, where would they find you to do that? You do these videos every morning. I see them on, I get Twitter notifications.
Oh, yeah, the podcast, The Daily Show.
Yes.
Social Contract with Joe Walsh. That's
yes. It. It's fantastic. Called Social Contract with Joe Walsh. Really watch it. But today...
It sucked. Today's show sucked.
Well, it didn't. I don't think it did because, you know, I can't say everything that you said without, you know, getting bleeped, but you said, meet the bleeping moment to Democrats.
I walked out of the studio, Mark. It's a 30-minute show. I left after like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just so pissed off. Look, what do you say? Okay, here's what you say. Donald Trump is everything our founders feared. We're a year into his presidency. He's doing everything he told us he would do. Nobody should be effing surprised. I'm a new Democrat 7 months, and my new party still doesn't seem to get it. Yeah. Meet the moment. He's got masked thugs on our streets right now, terrorizing and shooting Americans. I'm sorry, Democrats. Fight against that.
Yeah. Well, and what I think is so hypocritical, we were in the Republican Party at the same time, and what the Republicans are doing right now is they are everything that we would talk about being against. Oh, we're standing guard against a tyrannical government. Like, bro, we used to talk about this at our events, at our Lincoln dinners and all that stuff. We're going to stand against tyranny. You guys are the tyrannical government. Where are they?
Mark, remember back in the day you and I would scream about jack-booted thugs.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yes.
Thug.
Yes.
Now, when I screamed about that back in my Tea Party days, I meant it. And what I meant was federal agents, masked or unmasked, on our streets, engaged in law enforcement against regular Americans. It's something we Tea Partiers feared.
Yeah.
And now, because the Tea Party became MAGA, they embrace it.
Then it's fine. Where's Sarah Palin? You know, where's all the Tea Party darlings that fought against this? And, you know, it's wild. Yesterday, you said fascism is here. And I mean, like, talk about that for a second. Where did that come from? I mean, obviously, I know where it came from.
I do a lot of TV. And I was on CNN recently, and somebody with me said, you know, if we don't sort of get things together, you know, fascism could get here. Fascism is on the way. And Mark, it was all I could do not to jump out of my seat.
Yeah.
And I just very respectfully said, excuse me, sir, sorry, it's here. It's here right now. And I just went through the litany of what this guy in the White House is doing that perfectly matches a tyrant, a dictator, a fascist. What he's doing with ICE is just one aspect of it. He came out today and he mused out loud, why do we even need to have midterm elections? There's a reason why he's doing that. Wake up to this.
You, yeah, and in that musing, he talked about the Insurrection Act. And you talked about that today as well.
Hey, you and I, right, this we've always known. I don't know what you think.
I know what you think.
About Trump.
Oh, okay.
I've always thought Trump is a, I got to watch.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
You're professional.
I've always believed, it's the old radio guy.
Yeah,
I've always believed Trump is an idiot.
Yes.
He's like just a gutted reaction to stuff. All he cares about is himself.
Yes.
But the plan, his plan, he's always put out there, incite violence.
Yep.
He's going to incite violence and unrest. Once he can do that, then boom, Insurrection Act. Then once he can do that, boom, martial law. And then once he can do that, oh, we got to suspend elections. That's been his plan.
So because that's exactly what you said. You said that what his path is. I was like, well, I want to walk down this path with you, Joe Walsh.
Yeah.
The path that he is talking about, the path that you suspect that he's going to go down is to suspend the midterm elections. How does that happen?
I've always believed this is his plan. It's why he first put the military on the street last year. He's trying to get the American people used to seeing the military on our streets. Well, here, two things, Mark.
Because he knows he's going to lose in the midterms. He knows he's going to get just his clock cleaned.
He knows he's going to get his clock cleaned. They've known that for a while. So what they are actively doing, and they've been doing for a year, is to try to cheat. He's put election deniers in the Homeland Security in charge of overseeing elections. He's put secretaries of state in charge in a number of states. They've changed the laws to let those partisan secretaries of state settle any election issues instead of the legislature. They're laying out a playbook to cheat, to try to impact the midterms. And don't forget, Mark, when he called Governor Abbott down in Texas last April and said, "Hey, Abbott, I need 5 more Republican seats," he started us on this road of mid-decade redistricting.
Yep.
That's cheating. If none of this works, his ultimate backup plan is he wants American streets burning, because then he believes he has the power to suspend the midterms. That's what he wants.
And, you know, to go back, I do think that Donald Trump is an idiot. And I've always said this, that he is a complete moron. And the real danger is what comes next, because you're going to have Donald Trump, but you're going to have Donald Trump polished. And you're going to have someone that can say the things that Donald Trump says, but do it in a way that can sell it without sounding like a complete moron. So I think that's dangerous too. But so suspending the midterms, that's the Insurrection Act, I think, was last done in like 92 with the LA riots. And he threatened to do it with George Floyd. Never did. And like, how is that realistic?
Yeah, very. And by the way, again, Mark, it amazes me that 10 years into Trump and 5 years removed from January 6th, there are still people in America who lack the imagination to understand how low and bad Trump will get.
Yeah.
Like that's always been our failure, right? If you and I were sitting around having a beer 20 years ago, you and I never would have imagined that an American president would lose an election and not accept the result.
Right.
You would have thought I was smoking something. And then if I told you that guy who lost an election and refused to accept the result, he then committed crimes to try to overthrow an American election, you would have thrown me out of the bar. You would have said, "No, that can't happen in America." That all of that happened. And because we couldn't believe it might happen, January 6th happened. Yep. So all I'm asking the American people to do is believe that the guy who tried to overthrow an election is fully capable of trying to prevent an election from happening. He has enormous power And we don't have a Congress. I say this as a former congressman. It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
We only have two branches of government right now. So no one on that side will stop him. So very, very doable. And we have a court. We have a court system, a judiciary that's been slow to keep up with him. A Supreme Court that's been utterly disappointing in looking the other way as this guy accumulates more power.
Hey, we're talking with Joe Walsh here. And you have these conversations, that's what you do. He's historically unpopular. Are the Republicans seeing the light a little bit? I know there was a guy that said, oh, if we invade Greenland, he's going to get impeached.
What? I wanted to scream, Don Bacon, my former colleague.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Seriously, I think he said, Don Bacon, I think he said, oh, if Trump invades Greenland, Mark, he said, Republicans are going to be really mad. Seriously? After 10 years of him and about 700 opportunities to impeach him.
To be really mad.
Gonna get mad. So forget about that. None of that's going to happen.
Okay.
I do a lot of foreign media, and they're always asking me, Mark, like, why won't anybody stop him? Half of the country is gone, and my former political party is gone, and we don't have a Congress. I don't think people fully realize that. So he's on it. He's on his own, and he's got again, Trump's an idiot. He's not a true believer in anything but Trump,
right.
But he has smart people around him, Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance, what's his name? The budget guy who I used to work
with. Oh, yeah,
yeah. The 2025 guy.
Yeah.
These guys have diabolical plans for America that they're carrying out.
And is there any segment of the Republican Party, not like elected officials because they're gone, but is there any segment of like the votership that would say, it's not cool?
Well, yes, that's why, Mark, like I think if we have a normal midterm election that Trump can't screw with or cancel, Republicans are going to get smacked.
Yeah,
they will lose the. It'll be like 2010 when I got elected. They'll lose the House overwhelmingly. And there's even a shot Democrats take the Senate. That will happen if the midterms aren't messed with. Because remember, Trump won in 2024, and the people who voted for Trump were either his hardcore MAGA base or a bunch of people that I talked to who said, Joe, I know Trump's a bad guy, but I call them the butt voters. Yeah. But the Democrats suck. But the Democrats are too woke. But the border. But the price of eggs. These voters who are not MAGA, who voted for Trump, they're bailing on him. Because they don't like this. They don't want what's going on now.
Yeah, and it's interesting how, you know, and I honestly, I think that's something that works in our favor because of all of these promises that he made. Oh, you know, the price of eggs. And you got all these morons in Congress that are like taking selfies in front of a gas station and saying, look at the price of gas. It's like, okay, let's go literally anywhere else. Let's go to the meat aisle at a freaking grocery store. Why don't you go talk to your constituents that are farmers? Talk about their staffing that's been decimated. Talk about their soybeans because your stupid tariffs. We're talking with Joe Walsh here. We're going to continue the discussion. We're going to talk Minneapolis, Venezuela, Greenland, all the stuff with the man himself. Stick around here on the Rational Revolution. We'll be right back. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right. We got Joe Walsh here. We got in this segment. We got probably about half segment next time. But I want to talk about some of the federal stuff. Boy, Venezuela. That was, now I always say that I want to live in a world where both things can be true. Maduro was a horrible person. That's true. I think Venezuela is a better place without him there. That's true. We should not be running the country of Venezuela. That's also true. Why can't we get to that point? Why can't we get there?
Mark, I think because this guy believes he's accountable to no one. He believes he can do whatever he wants. And who's to blame him?
Yeah.
So he invades another country to get their oil. Let's just be clear. He invades another country to steal their oil. He will try to take over Greenland to steal their minerals, their natural resources. That's all. That's all he's after. And no one will stop him. I get into these debates and conversations with his supporters all the time. Like Trump renames the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, oh my God.
Right? But even Mark, even a lot of his supporters will tell me, yeah, Joe, that was silly and unnecessary. I wish he hadn't done it. And I say to them, no, I don't care about that. It was illegal. He didn't have the authority to do it. Just like he didn't have the authority, it was illegal to change the name of the Defense Department.
Department of War.
Yeah, he doesn't have the legal authority to invade an act of war down in Venezuela. I don't care what you think of Maduro. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And so it's always, I always begin and end there, Mark, with Trump. It's unconstitutional what he's doing. It's illegal. Nothing else beyond that should matter.
Well, and you know, we talk about having a beer 10 years ago. One thing that I think even 5 years ago, if we were having a beer or tequila, I know you like
tequila.
I know you're a connoisseur. Is if we would have said, you know, Joe, did you see in the news that NATO is going to have a joint exercise, not to show force and unity to Russia and China, but to show force and unity to the United States of America? What a surreal thing!
Yeah, I think a week or two after Trump was sworn in, I started to almost every other week post an apology to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah, that's
to
right.
Our allies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Dear free world, I apologize as an American that we put this blankety blank in the White House. And it's gone on now for a year. And the thrust of it, Mark, is I'm trying to wake up our allies. Donald Trump is not your friend. He's not your ally. As long as Trump's in the White House, America is your enemy. I will say that, Mark, on the BBC, and I believe it. As long as Trump is in the White House, yeah. Europe, NATO, America is your enemy. And it pains me to say that. He's with Putin. And don't tell me that he's like in. He's on Putin's side. He always has been. I believe he's a Russian asset. Whatever he's on. Our allies need to suck it up and realize for the next 3 years, America is the enemy of the free world. Think about what an astounding thing that is to say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's surreal, really. It's surreal. And then, you know, we're at a place where truth doesn't matter. We're deposing Hillary Clinton because of the Epstein files, but we're not going to talk to Donald Trump because, hey, he's, you know, truth is gone. He talks about how he tweeted today about how great his poll numbers are. Bro, it is second worse to Richard Nixon, who was like months away from resigning because it was historically so bad. Truth is gone and the media is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and I don't know what you think about this because I get on the media all the time. So,
rightfully so.
I say this as a former politician.
And a media guy.
All politicians lie. Yeah. Right? We know that. Joe Biden had some problems with the truth big time. We ain't never had anything like Trump.
No.
You said it. He's utterly untethered to truth. Every word out of his mouth is a lie. Now, in the media's defense, Mark, day after day, week after week, he puts out 1,000 lies a day. We've normalized his lying. But if you're in the media, how do you deal with that? I don't know necessarily know what the answer is. I know this. If I ever interviewed Donald Trump, sat down with him, the first question out of the gate would be, Did Joe Biden win the 2020 election?
Yes.
And when he lied and said no to me, I wouldn't move beyond that question until he acknowledged the truth. And if he never did after 5 or 10 minutes, I'd say, I'm out of here. I think the media just glosses over, moves on beyond a lie, and then moves on beyond the next lie. But you're a media guy, too. I don't know how you deal with that.
I don't know. It's something that's really frustrating because, you know, Steve Bannon talked about like the wall of, or the, you know, the flood the zone with excrement. I talk about it as Phil Spector's from the Beatles, you know, the wall of sound. Everything just hits and it's all, none of it's true. And so what the media has to do is pick and choose what to fight against and then pick and choose, you know, because they still, at the end of the day, they still want access. They still want to talk about, you know, they want, that's why we have the Melania movie and these glowing, I don't know, BS interview stuff, because they still want access at the end of the day.
Well,
so they normalize the crap.
Hey, partner, you make a really good point. It's been so disappointing, all the people who've bent their knee to him.
Yep. Yeah. We're talking to Joe Walsh here. We got half a segment coming up here, and we will be right back. I'll never be your monkey wrench. Save the not the best, but the biggest story for last. I want to talk to you. We're sitting here with Joe Walsh, and you know, I think the flashpoint that is, you know, it's like George Floyd 2.0 is it's what's happening in Minneapolis. I think we all have the same agreement on what happened. It was murder. It was terrible. It was disgusting. And in that act, in that one act, there's so many different ways to go. We could talk about, you know, was this illegal? Yes. We could talk about the FBI refusing to cooperate with local authorities. We could talk about J.D. Vance talking, you know, saying that these officers have absolute immunity. You know, I get frustrated. I'm gonna talk about what's frustrating when I watch these protesters and we get so caught up in not fighting the fight, but we're so, oh, they're on stolen land. Shut the hell up, guys. Shut up. Someone was murdered. There's agents in the streets. This is not like, fight that fight later. There's so many other things that we need to talk about. But like, I don't even know where to begin with that subject, with what happened in Minneapolis and all the subtexts that have happened since.
Well, Mark, you begin by saying it was always going to happen. It was just a matter of when, and it will happen again and again and again, period. As long as we are a nation that allows untrained, unsupervised, heavily armed, masked federal thugs on our streets, terrorizing neighborhoods, shooting people, and denying citizens and immigrants of their constitutional rights, as long as we have this, America's going to protest it, and there will be more ICE shootings and more Americans killed.
I made a post, you know, that talked about this absolute immunity idea, and showed, you know, in history, from the SS to the KGB to all these different authoritarian regimes who had a police force deputized going around the streets, like. Holy crap, dude. This is not okay.
It's here. You're right. It's not okay. So like, and I know you've heard me say this before, the beauty of Trump is that because he's so bad and so cruel and so lawless and so everything, that he's doing stuff like this. So he's forcing us in real time to decide what kind of country we want to be.
Yeah.
So he has mass thugs beating people up on our streets. So we are forced to decide, is this what we want in America? Now, I still talk to Trump supporters every day. His MAGA base loves what ICE is doing. But no way on God's green earth do most Americans approve of what's going on. So most Americans are going to decide, this can't happen in America.
No, and most Americans think that, you know, ICE agents are making cities less safe. Now, I think that was released yesterday. So,
you know, Mark, you know what it is. Again, I'm a new Democrat.
Same.
Democrats dropped the ball on immigration. Joe Biden, yes, and Kamala, they dropped the ball.
Yep.
And so it's a big reason why Trump won. And now we're seeing he's taken it to the other ugly, cruel, un-American extreme. He swung the pendulum way over there. He's going to pay a price for it.
Wait, how, though? Like, I mean, all these things that he's promises made, promises kept. Yeah, he hasn't kept a freaking thing. The only promise he kept was we're gonna go after the brown people, right? That's the promise he's kept.
So again, everything you and I are painting is right, which means he's gonna get his butt whooped in November, and Republicans are too. Which, by the way, Mark, is why most of my former colleagues are running for the hills. They don't want to even run for re-election. So this is being set because Trump has been so bad and hasn't delivered. And by the way, his tariffs have messed everything up. He's going to lose big time in the midterms if there are midterms.
If there are midterms. And I know we got 1 minute and then you gotta get out of here. But you were on transportation infrastructure and you saw these things that are happening. How do people fight what's going on? I guess, what is the last message? Because, hey, you said that you'll come on anytime. What is your last message of people to how they fight this?
For the next 10 or 11 months, we're resistors. What does that mean? That means as much as you can get out in the streets and protest. But the other thing we all have to do, Mark, you've got a big circle. You and I have bigger circles than the folks listening to us. But on a daily or weekly basis, we have to keep our circles of influence informed, our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors, just on the worst, most outrageous stuff Trump is doing. That's our job these next 10 to 11 months. Show them an ICE video once a week. Our job as resistors is to inform the people we know. And I think if we all stay in our lanes and do that, we'll be successful in November.
All right. Well, hey, you said you'll come back and we'll make it a regular thing.
Only if I'm invited.
Hey, brother, I will. I'll hold me to it. I will absolutely do that.
Thanks, Walsh.
Love you, brother. Thank you, man. All right. So that was Joe Walsh here. And he's absolutely just top of the line guy. I got to know him during the campaign with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And I have the utmost respect for him. He's his story. He was a Tea Party darling. He was a talk show host. He was nationally syndicated. I mean, this guy was up there with like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and there's Joe Walsh, right? I mean, he was a huge force in the right wing ecosphere, and I have to give people like that credit for taking a pause and understanding. You know, reading the room. Hey, this is wrong. And honestly, I think that Democrats need to do a little bit better of a job at giving people the space to be able to get there. I've seen a lot of people online say, oh, this guy's a terrible person. You know, it was just a couple of days ago or maybe a week ago or so, whatever, that I saw a former chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, the big one, not Ben Wickler, but a former chairman of the party said, oh, Charlie Sykes is such a terrible person, you know? And I know Charlie, and Charlie's a lot like Joe Walsh here. And he did more to try to help elect Kamala Harris than just about anyone I know. And he did that in the face of a lot of pushback from people on the left. for saying, ah, Charlie, I know who you are. You helped with Scott Walker. You did this, you did that. And it's like, guys, you know, if we are going to nation build, if we are going to build our coalition, if we are going to get people to believe in us and fight with us, telling them that they're a POS and telling and reminding them all the things that they did to get us here, that's not going to help. That's not going to help. And when we look at the things that are happening right now, I wish we had more time with Joe. And he said he'd come back, and I'm going to hold him to it. So, I'm going to send him a text and say, what time next month? Let's get you for the whole show this time. But when I look back at some of the things that have happened, we need people like that. We need people like Joe. We need people like Charlie Sykes. You know, I hope I can help with that too in my little way. But that, man, we got a lot of stuff that's going on. You know, I watched that video of the officer in Minneapolis taking the life of an innocent woman. And I think I, like you, was horrified. It's awful. You know, I have a friend who is, and I promised them I wouldn't reveal who they are, where they work and all that, but they're in law enforcement. And I asked them, what are your thoughts on this? And they said, yeah, at first it was kind of, yeah, are you going to talk about this? I don't want my name out there. Don't, you know, whatever. But I said, what happened? And the conversation got to a point where they said, in no way was that shooting justified. And this is a person who has been on some of those panels that investigate that. So a pretty qualified person to make that assessment. And so you look at that, okay, it's not justified. So it was illegal. And then you got J.D. Vance saying, well, these people have absolute immunity. I talked about this with Joe. I posted about that. And there are very specific points in history where we have had leaders who have, you know, these paramilitary organizations that go around and terrorize communities. And none of it ends well, guys. All right, we talk about the Gestapo with Nazi Germany, the KGB, the Stasi with East Germany. Imperial Japan had it. Chile had one. You know, like all of these hard-nosed dictators. And what's frustrating is you'll have Republicans that will say, oh, it's just scare tactics. That's not happening. It's not happening. Guys, I was in Lincoln dinners and fundraisers for candidates. And I talked to candidates themselves on the right that said, hey, we're going to stand up to a tyrannical government. We are going to have we're going to be Minutemen on the ready, watching for government overreach. Holy crap, are they overreaching? They're killing innocent people. They're pulling people out of their cars. And citizens of the United States, no due process, nothing. It's not okay, guys. This is not normal. This is not normal. And when I saw Joe Walsh in his video this morning talk about the fact that he thinks that this is setting the ground to suspend the midterm elections. And I have to say, it sounds crazy. But again, 10 years ago, all of this would sound crazy. All of this would sound crazy. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's not the first time I've heard that. I've heard that from some people that are in Washington, D.C., that is kind of the scuttlebutt going around town, that is on their radar. That, hey, we know we're going to get our butts kicked. And we know that so much of the stuff that we're doing is so blatantly illegal. Donald Trump's going to get impeached. Trump has said it himself. So how do we fight this? And they have shown in their time in power that how they fight that is any way possible, by whatever means necessary. Guys, they tried to overrun the Capitol to hang the Vice President of the United States. You're telling me that this isn't out of the realm of possibility? I hate to talk like that, but my God, I'd rather have that discussion than be sitting back on January 6th being like, where did this come from? Oh my goodness. We're going to be back with my continued thoughts, I guess, right after this here on the Rational Revolution, the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Yeah, feeling good was welcome easy back. When he sang the blues. Oh, welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Hey, you know, if you like the show and you want to listen to it again, because that's Joe Walsh and I don't blame you, go to civicmedia.us. All of the episodes that we have recorded are all there. I love sending people there because there's so many resources. You can sign up for, you know, news alerts and follow the show. There's even a little tab which shows our coverage area. So if you're going on a trip and you don't want to lose your favorite show, check it out. It's a lot of good stuff on there, especially the Rational Revolution. Old episodes of us, you can hear me. Why wouldn't you? Good fun times. Yeah, whatever. Stop. You know, I want to talk a little bit about like where do we go, and you know, there's a lot. There's so much that's happening, and we talk about the wall of sound and the flood the zone with excrement, and it's frustrating because so much of this is awful. Talk about Greenland, right? Just for example, you know, we talk about we need Greenland and all of this noise, like the Grinch, all the noise. But there's so much. And then within those, that those subtexts, there's even more. And so it's hard to pick and choose what you get upset about and what you get angry about. And it's really hard. And I, with all respect to people protesting and to like, we have to do a better job at that. You know, I saw at the, there was a protest of what happened in Venezuela, which I mean, look, protesting, that's all we got right now. That, you know, there's one branch of government. It's all the same. And so what we have to do is we have to use our voices. I get it. But then when you look at the protests and someone is, and it's more than one person, there's a lot of people that are doing this, holding up a sign that says free Maduro. Like, oh God, come on. You know, stop giving people the platform to call us idiots. And I understand the argument. And this is a tightrope to walk right here too. And I started talking about it with Joe Walsh earlier. I understand the argument of the stolen land thing. I get it. But when we're protesting ICE being here, we have to focus. And there's time to talk about that. There's time. But in reality, guys, we're not going to go back and relitigate that. It sucks. It's awful. I understand. But the arguments and the fights that we are having is for basic survival, right? I mean, like, right now, the United States is facing NATO having joint exercises, show of force and unity, like I said with Joe Walsh, not to show that to Russia and to China, but to show that unity to us, to the United States of America. This is not America first. This is America alone. Can you imagine what that would be? There's so much that is happening. And if I were in a position to, you know, advise any candidate for anything coming up this fall, the argument has to be simple, pure, to the point. Republicans are hurting you, and I will stop that. Republicans are hurting you. I will stop that. That has to be. Because they say, well, all you are is against Trump. All you are, you know, you have nothing. You have no substance. Look at the alternative. Tariffs that is making everything more expensive, from cars to computers to your freaking razor that you shave with in the morning to food. Immigration raids. You know, in Minneapolis, I'm going to tell you this. I have a friend that lives in Minneapolis, and what happened there, the day of or the day after Ms. Good was killed, ICE tear gassed students at a high school coming out. They were assaulting students at a local high school, blocks away from where Renee Good was killed. And the district of Minneapolis, school district, decided that they needed to literally shut down the schools for 2 days because ICE is making things so much more dangerous for their freaking students. Guys, what the hell are we doing? This is not normal. This is not okay. And for Joe Walsh to say that he knows Republicans and conservatives that love this, screw you guys. You love this? This is what makes America great? Bull crap. This is, like, I'd love to say that this is embarrassing, but that's putting it mildly. This is disgusting. This is un-American. Man, we got a lot of freaking ground to make up here, guys. Ugh. I hate ending the show on such a sour note. But Joe Walsh said off the air, right before we started, I said, how you doing? And he said, man, we have an opportunity to make all of this right. So I'll end with that. How are we doing? This is a beautiful day because we've got an opportunity to right all of these wrongs. But it's up to us. You can't just sit back. But what you can do is tune in next week to The Rational Revolution, where we are here for you and we'll help right the ship, baby. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week on The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Damn.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.